Hello everyone and welcome to Border Gavaskar Trophy Week. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this since last year, 2023. I've been waiting actually since 2021 to get India back here. So very excited for this series. Looking forward to what we'll talk all about the series, previewing the first test, and then share some of our predictions for the series, including leading run scorers, wicket takers, our surprise player, and who's going to go on and win the series. Nash, India fan, talk to me. What are you thinking? What are you feeling ahead of the series?
Look, the confidence is not that high as it was last time around. I've always been
Why is that?
when India when whenever India tours overseas, I've grown up in such an environment watching the Indian team that I'm not 100% confident that we are going to just demolish all the batting lineups or hit the ball all around the park. But the this time around, especially with the injuries going around, with Rohit Sharma missing the first test at least, and then now Shubman Gill has fractured his thumb, so he is definitely out. And then there are talks about KL Rahul maybe missing as well after being hit on the elbow. But again, now I'm reading reports that he's raring to go, and BCCI also posted a photo on social media as well. So there's a lot of ifs and buts with KL Rahul, especially whether he'll play or not. But I would really love to see Dhruv Jurel get a go as well, and then also Washington Sundar, especially because it's Perth as well. So Washington Sundar can provide that batting stability as well, but he also has the height and the revs on the ball to get that extra turn the way Nathan Lyon does it. Nathan Lyon has a great record at Perth. I think he's what, 25 wickets or 28 wickets, and that's in like 8 innings, 7 innings, if I'm correct. So
Yes, he's averaging 18.
and that's an absolutely mind-boggling stat for an off spinner, for a finger spinner in Perth. So I think safe to say well, not safe to say, but I think it would be a wise decision to go with Washington Sundar, because he provides that batting
So would you
stability as
go
well.
instead of Jadeja or with Jadeja?
I'll go with Jadeja.
The two spinners.
Well, because Sundar might not end up bowling a lot, but he also gives that batting stability as well. So you can't, well, given how Jadeja's form has been in the last couple of series, he doesn't sort of give out that confidence as well. But if they want to go with Sundar as the lone spinner, I wouldn't necessarily mind it. He's a youngster, and he has shown that he can step into the shoes of Ashwin as well in the next few years. So it really depends who. Now the question is, who takes the Shubman Gill spot? Because and who takes the Rohit Sharma
Norman.
spot as well?
So what is it? Is it just bacon injuries? So, there's an excuse when you get rolled or what?
Oh, I mean, I didn't make any injuries last time. Sorry, any excuses last time
True.
around.
You had
So
injuries last time and you still beat us,
yeah,
actually.
exactly. So
That's
that's what I'm saying. I
pretty true.
think with enough motivation and sort of that will to stick around and do it for your country, I think anyone can prove to be a big star on the day. But I think the team has to go with players who have the sort of the best skill and the best ability to succeed on a pitch like Perth and in Australia. Dhruv Jurel in the India A tours, sorry, has really proven his mettle, and he's really told the team management that, look, I can stick around. I can make the runs as well. It's not only about scoring 2 runs in 150 balls, but I can also score the runs when it matters. So, obviously Jaiswal at the top. This is where the biggest question is: who opens with Jaiswal? My pick was they can put KL Rahul as the opener because he has done it before. And but now if KL Rahul is playing, I think they'll go with KL Rahul as the opener. And then you got number three. Gill was supposed to take that, but now he's injured. So you have Dhruv Jhulel as well, who can take the number three spot. I think Jurel has opened before in Red Bull. I may be mistaken, but he has opened before, so he can fit into that number three spot. Obviously, number four will be Virat Kohli. Number five will be Rishabh Pant. For me personally, number six would go to Washington Sundar if he plays, because it,
Number six, that's pretty high for Sundar, I must say.
I mean, he's batted at number three and opened as well. So, I mean, he's one of those players who looks confident with the bat, who
I'm hearing
isn't.
Nitish Kumar Reddy is going to make his
And
debut.
I'm
That's the
yeah,
reports.
I was coming to that. I don't think he has the game to succeed in an environment like Perth. It's unfair on the player as well to get a debut here, because there's a lot riding on it depends where he bats as well, isn't it? If he bats at six, there's a lot riding on that spot as well, because an early collapse and then he's right into the thick of things. So it's going to be really interesting. I hope they don't go with Nitish Kumar Reddy, but I really don't know. Like I said, there's so many ifs and buts, but it's all about, you can score 500. Ultimately, everything's going to fall upon Jasprit Bumrah, and as long as Bumrah is bowling well and is fit and healthy, I think India are in with a chance.
Definitely. Even your bowling attack as a whole, you don't have Shami early on, but you still, you're up against an Australia side. We can banter all we like, but we're a bit shaky as well. We're on shaky ground, and we need Steve Smith and Marnus and Usman Khawaja to steady the ship. And then Travis Head and Co can do their thing. I call for Australia to show some patience in this series, because I think, the art of test match batting has been lost a little bit lately. It's all like, okay, if you're in a bit of trouble or the bowler's having a good time, I'll try hit my way out. If it doesn't work, then that's just the way I play.
Yes.
Where people should got to try and knuckle down a little bit more. Don't be afraid to give the bowler an hour or two, because I think the test matches will move at a fast pace. I think they will move at a fast pace. But just be a bit patient, because that could be the difference. That's what Pujara did so well the last two tours. I say it time and again, Pujara was the rock. He took his time. He ground the Australian bowlers down, and then that led to India's victory. So we need some big runs from Marnus. And I think in this test match, especially at Perth, leaving the ball is going to be crucial.
Yep,
And I think
absolutely,
Marnus Labuschagne, when
absolutely.
he was at his best, he was leaving the ball, even when the ball was going above the off stump, just outside off stump. Now he's nicking those balls off regularly. I've seen twice at least this summer, one off Nathan McAndrew in Sheffield Shield and one in the Pakistan ODI. I think it was in Adelaide. He's squaring up and nicking off in the channel. At his best, he's leaving those. So if he's leaving those, we'll be all right. And set up a platform for Marsh and Carey. Carey's in great form, and he has set up a platform for them.
Let me ask you this. If from an Australian batting point of view, given how shaky the batters are at the moment, obviously you've got Bumrah, Siraj, Akashdeep as well, who can be nippy, and may, hopefully the Perth environment suits him really well. And it will, I think so.
I think they'll
But
play Krishna.
yeah, they will play Krishna, but it depends. I think if they go with Sundar, they have the liberty to go with four fast bowlers.
Yes.
So my question to you is, leaving the fast bowlers aside, from the spinners, Ashwin, Jadeja and Sundar, who gives you sort of, let me form this question correct, who gives you the confidence in your to say that, okay, if he plays, our batters are in with a chance, are in with a good chance to get some runs?
It's a tough one because, Sundar's in the one in form, but he's going to be bowling on a very different pitch. Oh,
Especially if India bats,
he's the least
especially if
experienced.
Australia bats fourth, Sundar's bounce and that refs
Yeah,
could really do some damage.
Sundar could be definitely a weapon on that pitch with his overspin. He's not one I think Australia got to take lightly. I don't think any of them give me confidence to say, yeah, we'll score runs easily against him. They're all quality. Jadeja and Ashwin are experienced. Sundar gives you that little bit of an X factor. a bit of a point of difference.
But if you think of it this way, if you were a mole at the moment in the Indian selectors room, you were acting as a spy and wanted to convince them of, you know,
Good question.
let's pick this player so that the Australian players, you know, who would your pick be?
Who would my pick be? Yeah, that's a great question. My pick would be, oh, that's tough because Jadeja is quality as well. Probably Sundar, just because of his lack of experience. That's probably why. But Ashwin hasn't been bowling that well, nor has Jadeja. Not at their best. Particularly Ashwin, I felt was under par in the New Zealand series. He probably doesn't offer as much with the bat, even though he's got a lot of Test hundreds. He likes to use a lot of variations, doesn't stick to overspin only, likes to vary it up, bowl the horizontal seam, the carom ball. And if you try to do that at Perth, you might get hit around a bit. But it's not to say I'll go, please pick Ashwin, we'll smash him. I can't say Ashwin is a great of the game, you know what I mean? Probably Sundar, not because he's not good enough, it's just because maybe you can sort of put him off his length early and test him because he's not experienced.
But he does
So
bring that batting ability as
he
well.
does. He does. And he was fantastic in the 2021 test and his performance there. So definitely all three are good. I wouldn't say please pick him or smash him. It's not that. I think Australia's still got to be good no matter who we come up against.
That's true.
Those,
That's true.
all of them, whoever they pick, they can all deliver because they've all got good qualities about them, all three of those players.
Look
It's a
at,
tough one.
yeah, it is. It is, and look, I'm hoping the Indian team management takes the right call with Rohit Sharma out as the captain. This is Bumrah's time now, so I hope he makes the right decision. And we haven't even spoken about Bumrah as the captain yet. There's a
Yeah.
lot riding on him.
The
He
decision I want you to do, sorry, the decision I want you to do is put Virat Kohli to three and get him in early against the new ball. That's what I would tell him if I was the fly on the wall. That's the
but
one I'd say. Sorry
I
about the
think
spitters. Put Kohli at
well,
three. Maybe put
I
Kohli
mean, look, to be honest,
to open.
I have this gut feeling, I have this sort of that feeling in my heart and my mind that Virat Kohli will score some runs here on the on this time. I think I'm hearing comments and statements from experts and everyone, you know, get on top of Virat Kohli when he's a bit emotional and you know he's changed a lot from his previous years. I said do it. I mean, do it. Sledge him. Throw the ball at him. You know,
We
stare
don't sledge
him
him. You
down.
look at the media, we put him on
Stare
a
him down.
pedestal. King
Yeah,
Kohli has
but
arrived in Perth.
stare him
We
down. I
don't want to
mean,
fire him up here. We don't want to fire him up.
that's exactly what I'm saying. Fire him up because we
Nah,
need that. We need
nah.
that Virat Kohli backs. And
No, we don't.
you remember 2014, I think it was when just after the unfortunate Philip Hughes event, the first test, the first ball that Virat Kohli faced off Mitchell Johnson got hit in the head with the bouncer bang on the badge. And after that, the innings he played, I mean, that's what we want. That's
Both
what
innings. Yeah.
both innings. That was the Adelaide, I think.
Yep. That was quality.
I mean, that's what we want. That's what I want to see. And you know, if when Rohit Sharma does come back for the second test, I think if that energy could rub off on Rohit Sharma itself, Virat Kohli's energy, I think if both of them score the runs, what Rohit Sharma did in England a few years back, if he can replicate that with just leaving the ball
Good
outside
point.
the off and punishing the odd ball and punishing the bad balls, I think absolutely. I think then you Bumrah and Siraj do the job with the ball. I think this will be an interesting series.
You can get the better of the Australian lineup. It's which batting lineup will be less clownish, I think, in this series that will go a long way. And I don't think there'll be a draw unless there's Sydney rain, to be honest with you. Could be a 3-2 either way. We'll touch on that in our predictions. But you're right. Virat Kohli's one to watch if he can produce something similar. That innings he played at Optus Stadium, the first test at Optus Stadium, 2018, that was a cracker. That was a difficult pitch to bat on. He hit an amazing
Oh,
100.
that on drive for off Josh Hazlewood to get off the mark. I mean,
And he was going toe to toe with like Tim Payne in that game and then all that. So it was like, that was Virat Kohli, you know, at his fiery best. So we're being very nice in the media, saying King Kohli has arrived in Perth. King Kohli smashing everyone in the nets. King Kohli's on fire. We're just keeping it nice, just so we don't
I
fire
mean, what's
Kohli
funny is
up.
what's funny for me. I was telling this to my wife as well the other day. She has obviously started following cricket a bit in the last
That's
few
good.
years, and
You're doing a good job.
yeah. What's funny is I was showing her all the articles and all the graphics and everything, and she was like, "Isn't Rohit Sharma the captain?" I'm like, "Yeah, he is."
Oh wow,
Yeah.
she even said
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she
that.
knows. I talk about it. I went and I rant a lot. So she says, "Oh, interesting that he's not anywhere near any of the graphics." And that's the way Australian media likes to sell Indian cricket. It's just Virat Kohli and then the rest. And you could see
Well, he's a
last
big
year.
name, isn't he? He's a big name. He's
Oh,
a
he's a
big
massive name.
personality. He's
He's a
been a
massive name.
fantastic player. Yeah, so they need him to step up. Discipline outside off stump, he's exhibit A. When we talk about discipline outside off stump, a lot we look at Kohli in that discipline. He loves to feel bad on ball and nick off outside off stump when he's not to the pitch of it. Australia are going to test him in that channel for a long time.
Absolutely, absolutely, and
And
with Scott Boland, Josh Hazlewood, and Pat Cummins, both can just keep bowling that channel outside off again and again, again and again. With now adding to the bounce of the Perth pitch, I think it'll be really interesting.
yes, absolutely. So Australia, I'm sure, will have very specific plans to different players for India, because the scars are there for India. And I think Australia have got to look at that as an opportunity. Before the New Zealand series, I think there was a bit of pessimism in the Australian community about this series, in the sense that our batting's not great. Who opens? What do we do with Steve Smith? Cameron Green is injured. What do we do? But then we look at India, what happened? 3-0 at home. We saw the batting frailties, and it wasn't just on the spinning pitches, it was the bounce of Bengaluru as well, 46 all out. Then in the second innings, collapsing against the new ball. So you see that there's an opportunity that India, their batting as well, is not the best. So if we can get our guys with the bat focusing and batting long periods and getting stuck in, don't worry too much about run rates all the time, but earn the right to score. Then you might be able to really put a
So
foothold in the game and get ahead and win.
for you. There's 13, obviously, the first test squad. There's 13 players. Which two are you going to leave out?
So I think the 11 is pretty much set in my eyes. I think what Boland will be left out. And who's the other player there that's
Inglis?
Inglis won't play. Alex Carey will definitely play.
Yeah.
He's the form player in the country, just about, Alex Carey. So he's definitely going to be there. So
So
Mitch
Mitchell
Marsh will be
Marsh
there.
doing the fourth fast bowling option.
Yeah, hopefully he'll do some bowling. That's a concern as well, because he hasn't done a lot of bowling in recent months. So fingers crossed he'll do a bit of bowling. I know George Bailey has spoken in the past that they're managing Mitch Marsh to be able to do a bit of bowling in this series. McSweeney will open with Khawaja, Marnus, Smith, Travis Head, Marsh, Carey, and then the bowlers, Cummins, Stark, Hazlewood, Lyon.
And
I think that's pretty agreed set.
that's the thing for the Indian batting lineup is that they know Mitchell Marsh is going to, if he plays there, he's going to bowl a few overs. They have to keep batting long. That's what Pujara did
Great.
last time is they, it's just tiring for the bowlers as well. Just get them till the end of the day. Keep
Not easy in the
that
Aussie heat
second
as well.
session after lunch when, eyes are a bit, tiring, and then just keep grinding down, just keep sort of taking it ball by ball, session by session, even hour by hour. And I think once you start tiring out the bowlers, the loose balls will come, and then you can score them off.
My question is this India team capable of doing that?
Well,
There's no Pujara this time around, and
that's
there's
what
a
they
lot
have
of
to
players
learn.
who like to feel bad on ball and like to attack.
That's what they have to learn. And this is the perfect scenario for that. That this series will show a lot of the youngsters that I there's a few youngsters in the squad here that it's not easy playing at test cricket level. It's not all you can't just lap sweep James Anderson and Bangladeshi bowlers all around the park. That's not how test cricket works all the time. You have to, work really hard, put in the efforts, and do then do the job.
That's what I was saying before. It's like you're going to be on the back foot sometimes. The bowler,
Yes.
you get up against a test world-class bowler. He's going to put you under pressure.
Yep.
I'll be happy to give him an hour or two and just fight through it and then come through the other side later. And I've got used to the conditions. My feet are moving better. And I think that's got to be the mindset because there's a lot of players under pressure, I think, in this series. A couple for Australia, the spotlight's on Steve Smith and Marnus. They haven't been in great form the last couple of years. India, there's pressure on the coach. There's pressure on Rohit, the
Oh,
captain.
massive.
Pressure on Virat. Pressure on Virat Kohli. There's a pressure on a lot of players in both teams, particularly on the batting front. So it's holding your nerve and dealing with, most importantly, forgetting the outside noise and dealing with the ball that's in front of you and coming at you,
Yep.
albeit
And
very quickly.
whenever the batters, Indian batters face Pat Cummins, they have to remember, always say, keep saying in your mind, okay, he's God's favorite child, God's favorite child. Anything. If anything that can go wrong will go wrong for you, so just keep saying that. So just make sure you are 100% prepared. Making sure you're just watching that ball really closely.
Yep.
Get a hit on the body a
Good
few
luck. Just
times.
get
That's
forward, mate.
fine.
Just get forward, mate. Just get
Yeah.
forward.
Oh,
Leave
nah. Just
it.
don't get forward. Just play it according to the ball. Because
Yeah.
I especially at Perth, even a good length ball can jump up to your chest high, and just make sure you watch that ball really close.
You can leave on length. That's the thing with Perth. You can
Yes.
leave on length confidently. So that's what I was saying before in terms of Marnus and big series as well. I mean, for Mitchell Starc, he has not had a great record in the Border Gavaskar Trophy, including at home. He's been a bit underwhelming when Australia have needed him in recent series. So big series for him. I think the way he started the season has been very good. His pace is up. He's getting that ball zinging around. So fingers crossed he starts very, very well in Perth. I can't wait. Been looking forward to this for a long time. We need to get that trophy back.
Absolutely.
And
And
then there's
look,
the World Test Championship final for us too.
also before we just move on to the last segment, the reason why I was backing KL Rahul earlier to open is as well, it's an Australia tour. You don't want Yashasvi Jaiswal and someone like let's say a Dhruv Jurel opening together who have never opened played cricket in
Yeah, you
Australia for
need
that
Rahul.
matter.
I think Rahul should play. Yeah.
You
He's
need
got
that
his
experience at the
critics.
top.
He's got his critics, he's got his issues, but when he's at his best and if you've got that belief, he's got so much class. He's one of the big
Absolutely.
enigmas in world cricket. He and Aidan Markram, in my opinion, two
Absolutely.
players who should deliver more than they do because of the talent they have. But yeah, hopefully it's not this series. Anyway, we'll see. What happens if K Rahul has a massive game and India win? What happens with Rohit? That's going to be interesting. But we'll see what happens if that happens. But it'd be very disappointing from an Australian perspective if they let it happen. On to predictions for this series. This is going to be interesting. So I thought we'd look at the leading run scorer for both teams, leading wicket taker, a surprise package, a player that could surprise people, and then the series result. So first, we'll start with leading run scorer from each team. What do you think, Nash?
For Australia, I think it will be Travis Head, and that will be a poor result for India.
Oh,
This Indian
it's not
bowling,
nice to speak about your father like
oh come on,
that.
this Indian bowling lineup has the ability and the skill, and they have dealt with Travis Head before to let him score the runs.
I
Think.
know. All
It's
formats,
poor.
bro.
It's absolutely poor, especially if you think about World Test Championship last time, the final. Travis Head can't play the short ball. Everyone knows that. He can't survive the short ball for long, and yet it
It's not
took
necessarily the
them.
short ball. It's a particular ball around the armpit, I'd say.
Yeah, that's a
That's
short ball.
probably one area. Well, I
And
mean, it's got to be pitched the right area, not necessarily above his head or, there. It's probably got to be in a particular spot. I know
But
what
it
you mean,
shouldn't
but
take them long to resort to different tactics if one of them is not working. You can't just keep bowling the same thing for 10 overs, for 20 overs if it's not working. And I've gone on a rant, but yes, Travis Head, I think, for Australia will be the highest run scorer. And then for India, it's the hope that kills me, but I'm gonna say Yashasvi Jaiswal. Inside I'm saying Virat Kohli, but I'm going to say Jaiswal.
Interesting. I'm going Travis Head as well for Australia, but I think Marnus could have a very good series, and hopefully Steve Smith as well. If Steve Smith is leading run scorer, we're in a good spot. But I think it'll be Travis Head. And I think it'll be Rishabh Pant for India. I think he'll counter-attack a few times, and I think he'll have a couple of really good
Yeah,
scores
oh
in
yeah,
there.
definitely. I think Rishabh Pant will be close in there. But I think
Yeah.
I said Jaiswal because this like a five test tour of Australia requires a lot of mental strength, and I think Jaiswal has that. His whole career
He's a good
has
player.
yeah,
He's a good
his
player.
whole career on and off the field has been a massive test of mental strength, and I think he has the temperament and the strength to mental strength to succeed in Australia.
Yep. I think he's definitely one Australia got to try get the better of early in the series and test his confidence a bit. You don't want him to get off to a quick start because then, yeah, he could be hard to deal with as the series goes on. Okay, on to leading wicket takers. I've gone Pat Cummins for Australia and Bumrah for India. They're safe picks, but I think they're the two best up there with the among the best bowlers in the world, along with like Rabada and Co. I think
Absolutely. I mean,
those two.
even in the last Test series, Pat Cummins had like a crazy, I think, what, 20 plus wickets in the Test series,
Yeah.
and the next best was like 12 or 13. So,
Yeah. He was the guy that stood out. Yep.
Pat Cummins and Bumrah. If Bumrah is not getting the wickets, India is in tough spot already.
Oh man, if Bumrah's not getting wickets, that'd be fantastic. But I think given the spice in the Aussie wickets, man, he's going to be tough to handle. So good luck, McSweeney. Good luck, everyone, really. But yeah, I think Cummins and Bumrah. Surprise packet.
For Australia, I think it could be, I don't know, it could be maybe Inglis if he gets a game. But
McSweeney could
if
be the
not,
surprise packet. So
I don't
McSweeney could surprise people.
look, I think there's a lot of pressure on him. He's 25, playing Bumrah in Australia is tricky. But we haven't even spoken about Khawaja yet, but I think Carey or Inglis would be a surprise package for Australia, the wicket keepers.
I agree with you about Carey. I think McSweeney will show some good signs in the series. Fingers crossed. Whether he'll get the massive runs at the average of 50, that's a tough ask for anyone, particularly a guy on debut. But I like the look of him as a player, and I think he will leave a good impression. But I think Alex Carey's the one. I think he's not as rated around the world as he should be, in my opinion. I think he's in great form. And then there's the opinion out there that Rishabh Pant versus Alex Carey is a key battle. And then you see the comments, oh, Rishabh Pant, don't compare the two. Rishabh Pant is way clear. That's not the argument. The argument is that both can have a big impact for their teams. It just goes to show that Alex Carey is not really rated by a lot of people. I think he'll definitely be key in this series.
The thing is, I think a cricketer's or an athlete's career is made by his ability to perform in that one sort of one moment, which will sort of stay in everyone's mind. For Ben Stokes, it's the Headingley one. For Rishabh Pant, it's Gabba last time. For Virat Kohli, it may be there's quite a few, but
Yep.
it's that ability to do that, and I don't think Alex Carey has done that yet.
He has the last test, Nash, 98 not out in New Zealand. We were in the mud. We were in the mud in our last test match there. We were gone. We were on the track. We were
You're
on
right.
course to lose
Fair
the game, and
enough. Fair enough.
hit 98 not out, and Pat Cummins didn't know he was on 98 and
Fair
hits the winning
enough.
runs. So Alex
Fair enough.
Carey has shown that. So I think he's definitely see. You know, see, he's a guy that can definitely surprise people and impact the series in a big way. For India, I think Jurel is definitely one that could surprise
Yeah,
people.
definitely.
He looks
Definitely,
a
Jurel.
very good player. Yeah, he looks a very good player that could have a massive series. So those two players, I think, definitely ones to watch. Now, on to series prediction, series result. What are you thinking?
I'm saying 3-1 Australia. I don't feel confident, to be honest.
Boo. Put your neck on the line. Come on. You're not going to win
Even
the
if
four
I.
tests
Even if I,
to go
oh,
to the World Test Championship final.
definitely not, definitely not. Even if,
So
like I
just a
said,
reminder to everyone, if India win four test matches and qualify for the World Test Championship final, Nash will shave his head. His head
on
needs the
camera,
four.
on camera,
Yeah.
on live stream.
Ah, man. Yes, we got to do it. We got to do it on YouTube live. That'd be funny. That'd be funny.
But yeah, look, I don't think it'll happen. You know that it won't happen. Everyone knows
No.
you. Your last
If
two
it does,
series.
big trouble.
we won.
Picture.
Yeah, if it does, Australian cricket has to be built from the ground up again.
Yeah, it could be the Ashes,
Yeah.
the for Australia India version. It'd
And
be
look,
terrible.
even if I want to stick my neck out, I'll still say 2-2. I
Okay.
don't. Yeah, everyone's. I don't think everyone's. No one's counting Sydney Test because everyone knows it's going to rain out. But
Bloody rain. I'm sick of that
yeah,
Sydney
even
Test in
if
the
I stick
rain.
my neck out, I'm saying 2-2. But I think that's way too ambitious. India might. I really feel confident that India will get a test match in. I don't know which one. A few of my close friends here think it will be the Melbourne one. Given the history and the pitch suits India as well.
Yep.
So, but yeah, it could end up 3-1 in Australia's favor.
I've got the same
Look,
prediction.
I'm
I've
not
got
happy saying
3-1.
that. I'm
Yeah, I
obviously not
understand. You're
happy
being
saying
real.
that. Yeah.
I've got 3-1 as well to Australia. As you know me, I'm more on the conservative side, but I think Australia will win this series 3-1. I think there'll be some closely fought test matches, but just the home ground advantage and for India, no Pujara there. A few question marks about India's batting. I know there's question marks about Australia's, but I think we'll get over the line and get the job done 3-1 and win that Borega-Vaska trophy back. We need to win this series in the context of the World Test Championship final as well, because we've got Sri Lanka away after this two test matches. That's very tough. You don't want to have to go there try to win 2-0. I don't know if that'll happen. So you've got to win, do the business at home against India, which won't be easy. I think there'll be some closely fought test matches, but I think Australia at
It's
home will
going
get
to
it
be a cracker
done.
of a contest. We
I
can
can't
improve
wait.
that.
Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah,
I've been looking forward to
four
this for
days to go.
ages.
4 days to go. 3 days to
Four
go.
days to go. Yeah, 3 days to go. Not long to go now. I've been building this up for ages on this podcast, and I know in the media here in Australia, there's been a lot of build up about this. It's why the white ball games against Pakistan. Yes, there's been some attention on it, but it's been the big focus on the India series. And we're really looking forward to it. So let us know what you think about our predictions, about our thoughts in this podcast, whether you agree with us, disagree with us, let us know, leave a comment. Follow us on at QuickBlogPod on X and Instagram. We post reels from our episode there, and subscribe to QuickBlog TV.
Yep.
And may the best team win. Go the Aussies,
And
everyone.
the start time I think will be 10:20 local Perth time, which is
So it's
1:20
1:20 here, Sydney and Melbourne
for
time.
Sydney and Melbourne, and then it will be what's that 1:20, so 5.5 hours back, so 7:50 for India.
So instead of the 5 a.m. wake ups, you've got the 7:50 wake ups,
I've
which
done a
is
few
good
of
for
those.
Indian.
I've done a few of those growing up, so yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will do dailies. We did that for
Yes.
2023 series in Borega-Vaska Trophy. We're going to do that again. He said after every day, we'll review the action and then do our reviews after each test match as well. So we'll be all over it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks,
Thank you.
Nash. Go the Aussies.